morning, 7:37 a.m. on Thursday, June 13th, 2019. I got nothing. I'm recovering still, apparently. I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but I'm still kind of vibrating. In very slow oscillations. I'm still reading, I think I said yesterday, and I've read some more since. I'm still reading McKee. He's making it difficult for me to enjoy television shows. Not that I really enjoyed them much anymore, as it was, but my treadmill fodder these days is now Good Omens on Prime. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah.
And I am not, I haven't caught the rhythm of the program yet, but it's interesting to see it unfold, keeping in mind the absolute extremism that McKee advocates. It's that extremist thing that just keeps coming back to me. You have to push people to their limits or it's not a great story. Okay. I guess I'm good writing good stories. Or at least stories that people engage with. I had a post this morning from somebody on the Golden Age Facebook group. About something that happened in By Darkness Forged, and he swore at quite colorfully, apparently, at the story at Ishmael for being somewhat dense, and he thanked me for telling stories about characters that he identified with so much that he wanted to berate them for being idiots. Which I take as high praise. I don't remember if I talked about this before. I've had this sort of odd sensation in the back of my head okay, what am I going to do after Barbarian? What am I going to do with this ship of crazy people in the Golden Age? And I don't know yet. I've had one plea to make the couples be Natalia and Zoya, and then find somebody else for Pip and Ish. Not my voice. I have a problem with this. I don't know if I'm ready for it. That's my problem. I said I don't know if I'm ready to take on what would be a very challenging set of circumstances. But one idea that I have to be careful not to look too closely at, because I have to finish Cape Grace. I have to finish this book. It is close. It's so close. And today it's not my priority task. Well, actually it is. But my non-writing priority task is to clean out the window well, get ready for the no end of cover. It's going to go on it. School bus. So, I confess that I have been sort of spending some time on Eve with some of my old friends, Natalia and Zoya, Berkel Condor, Pip. I spent a lot of isk. But I've got, like, across all the characters, I've got billions. So I spent a couple of them. Trying some of the new, some of the new, as they call it in the game, new content. That's probably a waste, but I'm going to try it anyway, we'll see. But one of the people I've been playing is that I've forgotten. Oh, get ready. Sit with me. Bunk post. Malachi Vagrant. And his brother Zachary. His father, Edgar. So Malachi, actually in the game, has a company called Vagrant Outfitters. And they have an office, an actual corporate headquarters office.
Whoa.
Okay, there's a sprinkler that is sprinkling here. Way over the sidewalk. Okay. And it was, that guy is going to get on the school bus. Remember the other day I said that I walked past a guy who was waiting. It looked like he was waiting for a bus. Turns out, apparently he was, because that school bus that just went by is now picking him up. So the problem with having an office is that they charge you rent. And so I went in and just to make sure. And yeah, I mean, you've got enough rent money, unless things change radically. I've got enough rent money to last in the corporate wallet for about 50 years. Real years, not game years. Same bus. Not too surprising, they don't have like multiple buses making these summer runs, I don't believe. So I thought, okay, what's his story? I noticed that I'm not saying that very loudly. It's like, And as soon as I had that thought, I immediately went back and thought of the, and now I can't remember the author's name, but an autobiography of the Space Tyrant. It wasn't Robert Aspirin, was it? I don't remember. I remember having a memory, I just don't remember when it went away. Good morning. Saw her earlier. Here's Anthony, of course. I guess it's the biography of a space tyrant. Okay. So I had this sort of wacky notion of, we know Vagrant as an anti-hero, but he is the hero of his own life. As everyone is. And while we know him for being somewhat ruthless, perhaps even murderous, so far the only person who's actually killed anybody, all of those people, well, there are a couple of people, but mostly they're dead. So I had this sort of strange idea perking in the back of my brain about telling Vagrant's story. Like, I need another storyline, I need another timeline. There's still room in the Smuggler's Tales. I could write another book there. Write another couple there, probably. Life on the Madoka. Still a lot of unclaimed time where we could have crossovers happen. But I have to finish Cape Grace. Then I have to finish at least a couple of the Barbarian books. I want to try using Scrivener with this 40 sentence outline idea. And I want to see if I've learned anything from McKee. And there's something that Dean Wesley Smith said years ago when I went to his workshop in Lincoln City, Oregon, was that, okay, we're going to teach you stuff. And what I want you to do is learn it well enough that you can forget it. Which sounded weird. But he pointed out a reality, a truth that resonated and continues to resonate. And that's that the critical brain couldn't tell a story to save its life. The critical brain can learn. The critical brain can analyze. The critical brain can do a lot of things. But what it can't do is have those leaps, those thunderstorms of epiphany that rattle the windows of a story. And make the story something more than just a list of actions, a list of things. And so I suspect that what's going to happen with McKee is that I have learned things that I can now forget, but my creative brain can use going forward. At least I hope so, otherwise this has been kind of a pain in the ass. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.